May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归到我们所有弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic of our sermon is "Do not see God empty-handed."
今天我们要谈的就是不要空手朝见神。
When you are invited to someone's house,
当你被人邀请去他的家的时候
or ，especially a very formal event,
尤其是一个很正式的场合里面
，maybe even a very formal banquet or a wedding banquet or any ceremony.
或者是一个很正式的婚礼的一个婚宴，或者是一个很正式的一个仪式里面。
One thing you have to worry is, what should I bring with me when I go there?
那有一样事情，可能你心里面一直要打算的，就是说我应当带什么东西去呢？
Because you are not supposed to go to those very formal occasion empty-handed.
因为去这种这样子的正式场合。空手去是不是很好的
It's not courtesy, it's not out of politeness.
是不礼貌的
Especially in the ancient time, when the ambassador go to see the king, or the ordinary people go to pay tribute to the king,
尤其是在古时候，当这些使者去见一个王，或者是一些平民去朝见王的时候
And of course, they have to bring with them something very special.
那他们就要带一些特别的东西去
They have to try their best to impress the king.With the gift.
会尽量的用他们的礼物来打动这个王的心
To show the respect, to show the gratitude, and of course, so that they want the king to remember them and to bless them more.
就是要这个给这个王看尊敬他，然后希望这个王能够给他们更多的祝福。
The God we worship is one true God.
我们所敬拜的神是独一的真神。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
他是天地的独一真神。
Actually, he lacked nothing because everything was created by him.
因为他是创造天地万物的，所以呢，他是没有缺乏任何东西的。
But what can we offer to him?
可是我们却能够为他献上什么呢
？Do we need to bring anything to him?
我们需要带任何东西给他吗
？What should we bring to him?
我们应当给他什么东西呢
？When in the book of Deuteronomy recently we have studied,
在我们最近所查考的《生命记》里面
，there's one very important teaching.
那里面有一个很重要的教训
That God tells his people
就是神告诉他的选民
You have to come to see me 3 times a year
神告诉他们说一年三次他们要去朝见神
And when you come to see me You must not go empty-handed
那当他们去朝见神的时候他们不可以空手而去
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16
我们看这个生命记第16章
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16 to 17
第十六和十七节，《生命记》十六章十六和十七节，十六节，你一切的男丁要在除孝节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。十七节，个人要按自己的力量，照耶和华你所赐的福分奉献礼物。
Here tell us God very specific instruction.
这里神给了一个很特定的一个指示
All of your male, your adult male
就是所有的男丁
Because why only male, it's not female
为什么这里说男丁而没有说女人呢
Of course in the past, in the Old Testament time The male, the adults represent the family
因为在旧约的时候当时是由男人代表他的家庭
Especially the father, the adult one
尤其是那个爸爸做爸爸的
At the time when they go to see God, when they go to worship God They have to take a few weeks or month journey
当他们要去朝见神的时候他们要走这个路程差不多是
几个礼拜跟一个月
几个礼拜的路程
It depends on where you live
或者是整上个月的路程就看他们离所住的地方多远
And of course the women and children is not convenient for them to travel so far
所以呢女人和小孩在这样子的遥远路程呢他们是不是很方便的
So the male, especially the father have to represent the family
所以呢就变成这个做父亲的他就是这个男的要必须代表他的家庭去。
And God tell them, 3 times a year, they have to come to see me.
所以神告诉他们说一年三次他们要去朝见神。
And when you come, you cannot come empty-handed.
当他们去朝见神的时候不能够空手朝见。
Even though our God is the God of heaven and earth, he has everything.
虽然神是创造天地的神是唯有缺乏的神。
But he doesn't want you to see him empty-handed.
他也不要你空手去见他。
It's not because he lacks anything for us to provide to him.
并不是说神缺乏任何东西需要我们向他供给什么。
But he wants us, when we worship him, we must try our best and make our commitment.
可是当我们在敬拜他的时候，我们却要尽我们的力量要付出我们的努力。
And also to give thanks to him so that he'll bless us even more.
然后要感谢他，这样子神才能够赐福给我们更多。
Now we are living in the period of grace. We are no longer obeying rule by rules very details superficially about the law.
那现在我们活在恩典的时代，所以呢，我们不需要在这么表面的根据每一节圣经里旧约里面的那些规矩来去做。
However, we know that the New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament.
可是我们却知道这个新约是要完成旧约的事。
So everything mentioned here actually has a prefiguration and spiritual teaching.
所以呢，所有在旧约里面所记载的都有它的预表，而且也有它的这个含义在里面。
So why these three occasions?
为什么这三个
节期
呢？
What does it mean to us?
这三个节期对我们有什么意义呢？
And also, what must we bring to him?
而我们也要向神带什么东西去朝见他呢？
That is what this morning we have to learn from the Bible.
这就是今天早上我们所要从圣经里面学习的。
Okay, now let's turn to chapter 16. The first festival, they must come to worship God and bring something to God.
现在我们看第一个，他们必须去朝见神的节期
is the festival of the Passover.
就是这一个逾越节。
Let's turn to chapter 16. Let's read verse 1 to 3.
我们看第十六章的第一到第三节。
16 verse 1 to 3.
十六章第一到第三节。申命记十六章第一到第三节。第一节，你要注意雅比月，向耶和华你的神守逾越节，因为耶和华你的神在雅比月夜间领你出埃及。第二节，你当在耶和华所选择要立他名的居所，从牛群羊群中将逾越节的祭性献给耶和华你的神。第三节，你吃这祭性，不可吃有效的饼，七日之内要吃无效饼，就是困苦饼，括号你本是急忙出了埃及地，要叫你一生一世纪念你从埃及地出来的日子。
The purpose of observing the Passover is for the Israelites to remember God has saved them out of the slavery and bondage of Egypt.
那逾越节呢，就是要他们纪念神，领他们拯救他们离开为奴为婢的这个埃及地。
They have lived a life of suffering for almost 400 years.
他们在过去400年过着这个困苦的日子。
You can imagine every day they are without joy, without freedom.
我们可以想想一下，每天他们的生活都是没有喜乐，没有自由的。
Okay, looking all of us today, how many of you really enjoy your work when you go to office every day?
就看看我们今天，我们每天去工作，有多少人真正很享受自己的工作呢？
Well, I think some of you, you quite enjoy your work. This is fine, you are lucky.
那有些人是比较幸运的，我们能够享受自己的工作。
Some of you, you don't like your work, but because you need the money, you still have to go to work.
有些人可能不是很喜欢自己的工作，可是为了钱，我们每天还是去工作。
But even though you don't like your work, but basically your boss will not swear at you every day.
那今天即使你不喜欢你的工作，那基本上你的上司也不会每天向你说一些不好听的脏话。
Or at least your boss will not make a whip.Or take a rod to beat you up.
那甚至至少你的老板也不会说拿这个鞭子来打你。
Or at least after a whole month of work, even you don't enjoy, but you still get a paycheck.
那至少呢，工作了一整个月，辛苦了一整个月，你至少在月尾的时候还可以拿到这一个薪水。
But if you look at the people of Israelites for 400 years,
可是我们看看以色列人，他们在那四百年里面
，they work, they sweat, they shed blood, and they even die.
他们流汗流泪的工作，甚至在工作中死去。
But no money，
可是却没有得到酬劳。
No respect，
也没有人尊敬他们。
No freedom，
也没有自由。
Not even one day of holidays，
也没有一天的假期。
And they born a slave and they die a slave。
他们一生下来就是一个奴仆，死的时候也是一个奴仆。
Can you imagine if you were working in this kind of situation？
试想想一下，如果今天你是活在这种光景之下，
What kind of life is that?
你的生活是怎么样的生活？
Even worse than a dog, even worse than a cat.
那你的生活比这些猫狗还不如。
But God loved the people of Israel.
可是神却爱以色列民。
Using his mighty hand, through the hand of Moses, bring them out of Egypt.
借着摩西，神用大能的手把他们从埃及地领出来。
God gave them freedom.
神给他们自由。
God gave them sovereignty.
神给他们有这个自主权。
God gave them hope.
神给他们有希望。
God gave them land.
神给他们土地。
God gave them a country.
神给他们有一个国度。
God gave them respect.
神也给他们有尊严。
God gave them a real life.
神给他们有一个真正的生活。
Because of God, they have everything.
因为神，现在他们一切都有了。
But people is like this, very strange.
可是人却很奇怪的。
When they don't have anything, they think about God.
当他们什么一无所有的时候，他们会啊想起神。
But they have everything, they forget about God.
可是当他们有了很多的时候，或者有了所有的时候，他们却忘记神。
This happens every day, even us.
这种事情每天都发生，甚至在今天的我们里面也同样正在发生。
So, God really doesn't want this to happen.
所以呢，神真的不希望这种事情会发生。
So God tells the Israelites, no matter how busy you are.
所以神告诉这些以色列民，无论你们有多么的忙碌。
Every year you have to spare 1 week, the whole week to remember the Passover.
所以呢，每一年必须要有一年，对不起，要有一个星期，整个星期呢都要在那边思想神
啊，要守逾越节，
守这个逾越节。
Because I don't want you to forget about my grace, God said.
因为神说不要他们忘记他的恩典。
Last month this time I was transferring from Toronto to Los Angeles Irvine to help the spiritual convocation.
那在去年的这个时候
，Last month this time.
Last month, 对不起，就在上个月的这个时候，那传道呢就去到这个洛杉矶那边帮助那边的教会。
And when I bought the plane, the Toronto Pearson Airport.
当他当到的这个 Toronto 的 Pearson 机场的时候
wow, ，I see so many Jewish people are there.
那看到有很多的那些犹太人在这个飞机场。
And then I sit down on the plane, I look at the plane. Wow, a lot of Jewish people. They dress the formal dress, conservative Jewish people.
那坐在这个飞机里面呢，又看到很多这些穿着很正式的一些犹太人。
Of course, you know they are Jewish because they dress different. They look different.
我们一看他们就知道他们是犹太人，因为他们那个穿着是非常的与众不同。
And some young boy they hold a big Bible, big Torah.
有些男孩呢，他们手中拿着这本这个大大的这个圣经。
And some of the whole family travel together. It was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday morning flight.
当时是星期三早上他们有些人甚至是一家人一起坐飞机。
I was wondering, it was not summer. It's not long weekend holiday. It was not something special. Why are so many Jewish people travel?
所以呢，我在想，那今天也不是这个夏天，也不是什么假期，为什么有这么多人他们一起出去
later,
去旅行呢
？Later, I searched the internet and I saw, oh, I know that weekend is actually the Passover.
后来我从这个网络上去寻找一下，就发现原来那个周末就是这个逾越节的时候。
So many of the family.Probably in Toronto, they fly maybe to Los Angeles or to USA, united with the family to keep Passover together.
那很多从多伦多的这些家庭呢，他们就特地飞到洛杉矶，与他们在那边的家人一起守这个逾越节。
The Jewish people they keep the Passover for thousands of years.
这些以色列人他们在一千多年里面都守这个逾越节。
Why they keep the Passover?
为什么他们要守逾越节呢
？Because they don't want to forget God anymore.
因为他们不要再忘记神。
There were some point in their history they forgotten about God.
那在他们的历史里面，有某段时间他们是忘记了神。
They forsake it for their God.
他们也放弃了神。
Because they forget about their God, they leave the faith, they worship idols. That's why they lost everything.
因为他们忘记神，他们失去了自己的信仰，所以呢，他们也失去了一切。
It takes them so painful lesson to learn that actually without God, there's nothing.
那让他们学习这个痛苦的。教训就是没有神，他们是一无所有的。
So that's why after they came back from exile, they want to worship God, the only true God, and never forsake God anymore.
所以当他们从被掳归回以后，他们就学习到这一点，他们要敬拜神，他们不要再忘记神。
So in the every year the Passover, the people of Israelites have to bring their own lamb or the sheep or cattle for bring it to the temple or buy it in the area and then offer the animal to God.
所以在每一年这个时候，他们都必须要带自己的牛和羊，或者是到当地买牛买羊来向神做奉献。
That is to remember that the Passover lamb actually has replaced, where have died for the sick, so that they have not been the firstborn of the Israel need not to be killed.
那就是要纪念这个羔羊呢，已经代替了他们的头身，每个家庭的头身，而不必被这个神所击杀。
So what does it bring to us the New Testament teaching?
那这个新约今天对我们来说有什么教训呢
？The real Passover Lamb is Lord Jesus Christ.
那这真正的逾越节的羔羊就是耶稣基督。
He has died on the cross, shed his blood, and to redeem our life.
他已经钉在十字架上流血来赎回我们的生命。
So we have to remember him.
所以我们必须要纪念他。
So even though we don't keep physical Passover like the Jews in the Jewish calendar.
今天虽然我们不再像这些犹太人那样来遵守他们这个律例里面的那个逾越节。
But today we keep the spiritual Passover, which is the Holy Communion.
可是今天我们所守的是这个属灵的逾越节，就是我们的圣餐礼。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书
Chapter 5.
哥林多前书的第五章
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
哥林多前书第五章的第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 to 8.
哥林多前书第五章第七和第八节，第七节，你们既是无酵的面，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Verse 8.
第八节，所以我们守这节，不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真真的无酵饼。
When Paul wrote to a Gentile church in Corinth,
那当保罗写给在哥林多那些外邦人信徒的时候
，Paul tell them, now you have to keep the feast of Passover, but through the Holy Communion.
现在保罗写给他们，告诉他们现在要守这一个，借着这个圣餐来守这个属灵的逾越节。
Our Passover Lamb is Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个逾越节的羔羊就是耶稣基督。
So every time there's a Holy Communion, we must not miss it.
所以呢，每一次有这一个圣餐礼的时候，我们就不要缺席。
This is how you come to see God.
就是你来朝见神的方式。
Of course, there's Wednesday night service, Friday night service. There every week there's Sabbath day.
当然，我们每个星期也有这个星期三、星期五。还有星期六的聚会。
Oh, we come to see God, that is good.
我们来朝见神也是好的事。
But Holy Communion is the most important of all those worship.
那在所有的敬拜里面呢，这个圣餐呢是最为重要的。
Okay, because it specially reminds us that the love of God, the salvation of God.
因为在这个圣礼上呢，特地让我们去纪念起神的救恩。
We don't keep physical Passover, but we keep Holy Communion.
我们不守这一个属肉体的逾越节，可是我们却守这个属灵的圣餐礼。
This is to remember the death of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要我们来纪念耶稣基督的死。
Now, brother and sister, ask about yourself. Do you really cherish every Holy Communion?
弟兄姐妹们，那我们问自己，我们是否真的每次的这个圣餐礼，我们都会珍惜呢？
Do not think it is a routine.
所以我们不要把它当成是一个形式。
Do not think, oh, you got it every few times in a year, so if I miss it, it's okay, I still have another two times.
So 不要把它形式化，认为说如果这一次我缺席也没关系，反正一年里面有好几次。
Every Holy Communion is important.
其实每一个圣餐礼都是重要的
，because Jesus invites you to come to remember His death.
因为主耶稣基督在邀请你来纪念他的死。
Sometimes I see in the spiritual convocation during the Holy Communion.
有时候我看在这些
灵恩会
里面的那些圣餐礼的时候
，Sometimes I saw that sometimes the attendance is even less than on Saturday on Sabbath. I was very worried. I was very sad.
那我觉得非常的忧虑。因为我看到这个出席率在这个灵恩会的圣餐礼的出席率比平时安息的出席率更少。
Because some members think that I came already on Saturday, so Sunday I don't come.
因为有些人会这样子想，我既然星期六已经来了，那星期天我就不用再来了。
So they take a rest, they do their own things on Sunday, so they didn't come for Holy Communion.
他们就在家里面休息，就不来参加这个圣餐礼。
They didn't know Jesus was very sad because of that.
他们不知道。因为如此呢，耶稣基督会非常的伤心。
Jesus thinking, I die for you, but you cannot even spare a few hours to keep my Holy Communion.
那主耶稣会这样子想，我为你舍命，你却不能够 播出几个小时来守我的这一个圣餐礼。
So we have every holy communion, we must come to see God.
所以呢，每一个圣餐礼呢，我们都必须来朝见神。
Not only our physical body is here.
不单只是我们这个肉体的身体要到。
Our heart, our mind, our soul must be here.
我们的心灵，我们的思想也必须要在这里。
And of course, we have to bring special thanksgiving offering for every Holy Communion.
而且呢，每一个圣餐里，我们还要做这个感恩的奉献。
Because if you really cherish Holy Communion, God's love will compel you, will move you one more time.
那如果你真的珍惜这个圣餐里呢，神的爱肯定会激励你，让你的心再次的激励起来。
To walk the heavenly journey is not easy.
那行走这个天国的道路不是一条容易的道路。
Because there's so much trial and temptation.
因为路途中有很多的试炼和试探。
The only way of motivation, of strength, is the love of God.
那唯一让我们能够继续推动我们前行的就是神的爱。
So every time we receive the spiritual Passover, the Holy Communion, we are reminded the love of God.
所以每一次我们领受这个属灵的逾越节的时候，我们就会想起神的爱。
Recently, I visited a brother in another country.
那最近我去探访，因为一位在外国的弟兄。
And then when I go to that place, I visit his house.
那我去到那个地方，我就去到他家。
And then I visit him, I saw something different.
那我去到他的家的时候，我看到一些不一样的事情。
Compared to a few years ago, I visited him. He moved to a smaller house.
那跟几年前我去探访他的时候，他现在已经搬去一个更小的房子。
And then he was about 50 some years old.
他现在已经大约是57岁。50 多岁。
But he already quit his job.
他也停止工作。
And then his food, working for church, very serving God very faithfully in the church.
那现在很用心的在教会里面侍奉。
And then I asked him,Why suddenly you quit your job? You just try to do holy work, but you stop working.
那我问他为什么忽然间你要停止工作，现在在教会里面侍奉呢？
He's not receiving money from a church. He's not a full-time worker.
他并不是教会的全职人员，没有领受任何教会的薪水。
And he's not even a deacon.
也不是执事。
So I ask him why? What prompted you to do all that?
那我就问他什么事情促使你会这样子做这个这样子做呢？
Because now he told me that he live a simpler life.
那他告诉我，现在他过一个更简单的生活。
He sold his big house and they are renting in a small house.
他把他的大房子卖了，然后现在租一间小房子。
He want to have more time, more resources dedicated in serving God.
他要有更多的时间，更多的资源来侍奉神。
And I ask him why? Why? What made you to do all this?
那我问他为什么？什么事情让你做出这样子的决定呢？
And then he explained to me.
然后他就这样子向我解释。
He said, "Couple years ago, his health was not very good."
他说几年前他的健康不是很好。
He worked in the tech industry, and the work is very stressful.
他是做这种
高科技的
工作的，所以呢，他的工作是非常的有压力的。
After many years of working, his health become quite poor. He have some problem.
因为压力大，工作压力大，那工作这么多年，让他的健康变得不好。
He pray, and his whole family is pray for him.
他一不断的祷告，他的家人也为他祷告。
Even there was a point that is almost died.
甚至到某个阶段，他的身体的状况甚至到了快要死去的地步。
Really have mercy on him and heal his sickness.
那神对他蛮有恩典慈爱，神医治他的治病。
And he was about to go back to the society to work.
当他就要回去在工作的时候。
And suddenly one day he had a dream.
那有一天他做了一个梦。
In the dream, the message to him was very clear.
在这个梦里面呢，给他的信息是非常的清楚的。
If you continue your way of life in the past,
如果你还继续以前的那一种生活方式
you will die very soon.
那你将会很快的死去。
That is a message given to him by God.
这就是神给他的信息。
And then he wake up from the dream.
然后他从梦里面醒过来。
He's thinking, what am I doing in the past?
那他就想，在过去我正在做什么呢
？If not because of God's grace，
如果不是神的恩典
，I don't have life，
我就没有生命。
If I don't have life，
如果没有生命
，What is the worth of all the career, all the money？
那这些事业、这些钱财有什么用呢
？If it's not because of God's grace，
如果没有神的恩典
，I don't even have salvation，
我也没有救恩。
So I have not done enough for God in the past。
那在过去我为神所做的真的很少。
So he think actually I have earned enough money。
他后来他想想，其实他所赚的钱也足够了。
More than enough，
已经超过所需要的。
So I can live a simpler life，
我可以过一个简单的生活。
And from 50 some years old, I can try to serve God.
那现在五十多岁了，可以开始侍奉神了。
Yeah, this is the most meaningful things.
那这是非常有意义的事情。
I think he discovered the true meaning of his own Passover.
那他也发现了他自己逾越节的真正的意义。
He remembered that God had delivered him of all the trouble.
他想起了神拯救他脱离所有的困难。
And now it is time for him to repay God's love.
所以呢，现在是他报答神的爱的时候。
So brother and sister, every time we sit here for Holy Communion.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们每天坐在这里领受这个圣餐的时候
，to remember God's love.
我们纪念神的爱。
What is the lifestyle that God wants you to change so that after you partake this Passover lamb,
那当你
you're different.
当你领受了这一个逾越节的羔羊以后，你要改变的生活是什么样的改变呢？
那 let's read verse 3, chapter 16, verse 3.
我们看第十六章第三节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 3.
生命记第十六章的第三节。你吃这祭性，不可吃有效的饼，七日之内要吃无效饼，就是困苦饼，要叫你一生一世纪念你从埃及地出来的日子。
How to remember God's salvation in Passover time?
我们要在逾越节如何去纪念神的救恩呢
？In that time, of course, they have to eat the Passover lamb roasted.
在当时，他们是要吃这个逾越节这个烤羊。
And of course, that is the lamb represents Jesus. He was just like roasted. He was tortured on the cross.
那要这个烤羊呢？这个羊呢，代表耶稣基督烤的，烧烤它就是等于意表着耶稣基督经过这些困苦
啊，被虐待啊，被 torture， 被 torture
啊，被虐待
啊。You know that roasting 啊 take a long time. You have to do it slowly.
我们知道烤羊呢需要慢慢的长时间去烤。
Jesus on the cross was tortured bitterly, terribly.For hours.
那在这个十字架上呢，主耶稣是遭受了这个非常大的痛苦，而且这个时间也是非常长的。
He died a very terrible and long death.
他慢慢的、长时间的痛苦的死去。
Now it's also tell them to eat unleavened bread.
现在也是要他们吃这个无效饼。
Unleavened bread here is to mention that the bread of adversity is a very tough situation.
那这个无效饼呢，就是代表这个困苦饼
啊、，the bread of difficulties，
就是遇到痛苦
啊、，why they have to remember？
为什么他们要纪念这事呢？
啊、，I think this is a good prefiguration，
这是一个非常好的预表。
And of course, when they left Egypt, they left in haste. They don't have time to break anything to ferment any bread.
他们离开埃及的时候是急急忙忙的离开，没有时间去弄他们那些饼。
But unleavened bread remind them to live a life of holiness.
那无酵饼呢却让他们能够要过一个
圣洁的生活。Okay, now let's turn to the second festival that they have to come to see God without empty hand.
现在我们看第二个节期就是他们不可空手朝见神的节期。
Verse 9, chapter 16, verse 9.
第十六章的第九节。
Chapter 16, verse 9.
对不起，生命记十六章第九节，第九节，你要计算七七日，从你开镰收割窝家时算起，共计七七日。
Verse 10.
第十节，你要照耶和华你神所赐你的福，手里拿着甘心祭，献在耶和华你的神面前，守七七节。
Verse 11.
第十一节，你和你儿女仆婢拼住在你城里的利未人，以及在你们中间寄居的以孤儿寡妇，都要在耶和华神所选择立为他名的居所，在耶和华你的神面前欢乐。
Verse 12.
第四十二节，你也要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆，你要谨守遵行这些律例。
Another time that they have to come before the Lord without empty-handed, of course, is.The Feast of the Weeks, or they call the Pentecost.
那另一个他们不可以空手朝见神的另一个节期呢，就是这个七七日，也就是这个五旬节。
Why is called the Feast of the Weeks?
为什么叫做七七日七七节呢？
Or called the Pentecost,
或者是五旬节呢
？He said, from the time they start the first harvest to count seven days, which means 7 times 7 is 49, right? So totally, from the time of the harvest, 50 days on. This is called the Pentecost.
那就是从他们开始收割，算起呢，七个星期的以后的第一日，就是第五十天。
In the past, the Asian society, they are agricultural society.
那在古代呢，他们是过着这个农务的社会。
The farmer worked the whole year, so it's waiting for only one thing: it's harvest.
这些农夫一整年的工作就是为等待后来的这个收割。
So during the harvest time, it's the busiest time of the year.
所以在收割的时候是他们最繁忙的时候。
Every day, they have to race against time and try. They don't have machine, of course. They try their very best to harvest everything as much as possible before the grain spoil.
那每天他们以时间赛跑，因为没有这些机器，他们都是用手做的，所以他们要赶紧的把这些已经熟的种植物，要把它收割起来。
Now, after 7 weeks, we can say that the harvest is almost finished.
那七个礼拜过后呢，我们可以说，所有当收割的都应当已经收割完了。
And they are about to enjoy their harvest.
那现在就是开始要去享用这些收割回来的这些物。You can think, right?
If you were a farmer, what would you do?
那你可以想一下，如果你是那个农夫，你会怎么做呢？
You think about maybe it's time for me to enjoy life.
那你是农夫的话，你会想现在是我要享受生活的时候。
Use the grain to make some wine.
会用这些大麦可能做一些酒。Bake
some bread.
或者做一些饼。
Maybe hold some family gathering.
或者是一家人一起坐下来吃。
Go to the market, sell my products in exchange of some money and to build a bigger house.
或者把东西带到这个市场上卖了，换那些钱回来再盖一个更大间的房子。
Because after you labor all that, you have to enjoy life, right?
因为既然你已经忙碌劳苦了这一整年，现在是开始要享受的时候。
But God said, no, you don't enjoy life first.
那可是神说，不是的，你不是要第一件事情要做的就是享受。
After you harvest all that 7 weeks.
当你在这个七个星期以后，已经收割完以后，
you have to remember where this grain, where this success, where this good harvest come from.
那你要去纪念这些你所收割的，这些农作物是从哪里来的。
It's not only because you work very hard.
并不是因为只是因为你很努力的工作，
but because I bless you.
是因为神祝福你。
I think nobody, no other occupation in the society will respect God or respect the weather more than farmer.
我相信在我们这个社会里面，没有一个行业的人能够尊敬神、尊敬我们的天气多过于其他的行业。
Because farmer knows that what it takes for them to have a harvestful year.
因为只有农夫他们知道什么让他们可以在年尾的时候收割。
Yes, they need a land.
当然他们需要这个土地。
They need machine.
他们需要机器。
They need seed.
他们需要这个种子。
They need a lot of hard work.
他们需要很辛劳的工作。
But if without rain.
但是如果没有下雨。
Or without good weather.
或者没有好的天气。
All these factors are useless.
那刚才我们所谈论的一切都变成没有用。
So the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Week is to just to remind them.
所以这个收割节，这个五旬节就是要来提醒他们。
No matter you are doing business,
无论你是做生意的。
No matter you are working for somebody else,
无论你是打工的。
Or whether you are studying,
或者是求学的。
Your success, the main factor, come from God.
你的成功的主要因素都是从神而来的。
So right after you receive your paycheck,
所以当你领受了你的那个薪水，
right after you receive your profit,
当你领受了你的那个盈利以后，
right after you receive your scholarship,
当你得到了你的这个奖学金以后，
you must remember where this come from.
你必须要去回想这一切是从哪里来的。
And use this to honor God.
你要用这些来尊敬神。
Yeah, and then you can continue. God will continue to bless you.
那唯有这样子神才会继续的祝福你。
This is very true.
这是非常真实的。
Many brothers and sisters testify.
很多弟兄姐妹们他们这样子做见证。
It's not really matter how hard they work.
其实并不是他们有多努力工作。
But the opportunity given to them.
但是却是赖于神所赐给他们的机会。
So during the time, the day of Pentecost, the festival of Pentecost, really is the time God remembered them to give thanks.
所以呢，在这个五旬节的时候，神提醒他们要懂得感恩。
Because it's a time of harvest.
因为这是收割的时候。
Even though you're very busy with harvest, you still have to go to Jerusalem. You go to the house of God to thank me to offer sacrifices.
虽然你非常忙碌做收割，你还是要到耶路撒冷去朝见神。
Sometimes we are the opposite.
有时候我们是背道而行的。
When we are not so much blessed, when we are not so busy, we come to the church more often.
当我们没有得到那么多的福气，我们没有那么忙碌的时候，我们来教会的时间会比较多。
But when we are more blessed, it seems that we are more far away from God.
可是当我们越蒙福，我们可能离神就越远。
So that's why God said, even though you are harvesting, you come to remember me.
所以神说，即使你在收割，你也要来到这里朝见我。
Now, spiritually speaking, the feast of harvest, the feast of the week or Pentecost have another meaning.
那其实从属灵角度来说，这个丰收节，收割节，还有这个五旬节是有它属灵的意义的。
The Holy Spirit descend on the apostle on the day of Pentecost.
那圣灵就是在五旬节的时候降临的。
When they can harvest, when they can establish church.
他们什么时候可以收割？什么时候可以建立教会呢
？Is when Holy Spirit came down，
就是当这个圣灵降临。
Jesus already prophesied，
主耶稣基督已经这样子预言了。
The disciples they will harvest for Jesus，
他们会为耶稣基督去收割。
Let's turn to John chapter 4。
我们看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4 verse 35。
约翰福音第四章第三十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 35。
约翰福音第四章第三十五节。三十五节，你们此不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Verse 36.
第三十六节，收割的人得工价，继续五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
37.
三十七节，俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割。这话可见是真的。
38.
第三十八节，我差你们去受你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Jesus already tell the disciple，
这里主耶稣已经告诉他的门徒
，Do not think the harvest will take too long to grow up。
所以不要以为这个收割的时候还有很遥远的日期。
It's already ready。
其实庄稼已经熟了。
If you look, you see it's ready。
如果你去观看，其实已经熟了。
So Jesus will send the disciple to go to harvest, for that they have not labor.
那主耶稣所以就差他们去收割，他们没有劳苦的。
When Jesus preached, he sowed the seed.
因为当主耶稣传福音的时候，他就在撒种。
But when was the church established?
但是教会在什么时候被建立起来呢
？When day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came down.
就是当五旬节圣灵降临的时候。
So that's why when the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost has a special meaning.
所以，五旬节，圣灵在五旬节降临，其实有一个特别的意义的。
Because one day, 3,000 people were baptized.
因为就在同一天里面，有三千人受洗。
So many souls was harvested.
有很多的灵魂被收割了。
And then the church was established.
教会也因此得以建立。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们看这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传的第二章。
Verse 41.
第四十一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
使徒行传第二章第四十一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 41.
使徒行传第二章四十一节，四十节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
Wow, this is a wonderful harvest.
这就是一个非常美好的收割。
One day, I don't think in another day in the church history that can compare to this day.
那我不相信在教会的历史里面有哪一天可以与这一天相比。
Because one day, 3,000 souls were added.
因为在同一天里面有三千人灵魂得救。
Today if we have one spiritual convocation, if you are 30 people already, we say, wow, this is a big miracle. Sometimes we are only 3 babies.
那有时候我们在灵恩会受洗的人是三个婴孩，那如果一个灵恩会有三十个人受洗，我们都觉得是大奇迹。
I heard from Elder Wang last month when he came in, he said, oh, sometime in China, oh, one time they baptized few hundreds. I said, wow, so many.
那我听到上一次这个王长老他说在中国他们有300多人受洗，我已经觉得很惊讶。
They say in one year they baptize few thousand, already is a big number.
他们说在一年里面有几千人受洗，已经是一个很大的数目。
But here the first harvest, one day 3,000.
可是这里呢，第一次的收割是一天3,000。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Holy Spirit came down very mightily.
因为当时圣灵大大的降临。
The time of God has come.
因为神的时候已经到了。
So that's why God sent down Holy Spirit.
所以神差遣圣灵降临。
And Peter preached powerfully.
那彼得他很有能力的向众人见证。
So 3,000 were harvested.
所以就有3,000人受洗。
And after this harvest, they're so happy.
那当他们收割以后，他们非常的喜乐。
Let's read verse 46, see how happy they were.
我们看这个《使徒行传》第二章的第46节。
Chapter 2, verse 46.
《使徒行传》第二章第46节，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中派饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
47.
第47节，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Do you see? Is it the exact description that happened in the Old Testament, the feast of the Pentecost or the feast of the week? Very happy, joyful celebration.
我们看这里所描述的，不就是跟在旧约里面那个五旬节的那么一样，大家都非常喜乐吗
？Because they have good harvest, so they celebrate the Pentecost.
因为他们大家都得了丰收，所以他们在这里非常喜乐的向神感谢。
So 2,000 years ago, they celebrate the Pentecost.
那2,000年前那些人，他们庆祝了这一个五旬节。
End time true church was established by the same Holy Spirit.
在末世的真教会也是被同一个圣灵所设立的。
So God want to do the same job.
所以神要做同样的工作。
The last harvest before the end time come.
就是在这个末日还没有来临之前的最后一次的收割。
We have to harvest more soul for Jesus Christ.
所以我们要为耶稣基督要收割更多的灵魂。
Last month I went to Irvine to assist the spiritual convocation. I was really impressed.
那在上个月我去到这个厄万教会参加他们这个灵恩会，觉得非常的
很感动。Every night of the spiritual event, they have sometimes 20, 30 truth seekers.
那每个晚上的这个布道会呢，这个灵恩会布道会里面呢，都有20到30位这个慕道者。
And I was told every evangelical service, every spiritual event, then people baptize.
那他们告知我说，每一次有这种圣礼呢，这些
灵恩会呢，
都有人领洗的。
Then in my mind, I was asking, how could they do that? How could they have so many harvests?
那我心里面想，他们如何能够做到这一点？如何能够有这么多的收割呢？
And when I arrived there, I was told, "Oh, next morning they have a morning prayer. Every morning they have morning prayer."
每天早上他们都会有这个早祷会。
They say, "Remember, because they live not far away, they live in the same city, so some of them come for morning prayer."
因为这些信徒他们都住得很近，同一个城市里面，所以他们早上都可以到教会做早祷会。
I asked them, "What time is your morning prayer?"
那我就问他们，你们的早祷会是几点钟开始？
Six o'clock in the morning.
他们说是6点钟。早上6点钟。
They asked me, "Oh, whether pastor, do you want to join?"
他们问我说，你要传道，你要参加吗？
I said, "6 o'clock is a little bit early for me, because I also have time difference too, right? I blame the time difference."
那因为我有这个时差，所以7点钟对我来说有点早。
And I asked them.I think your 6 o'clock morning prayer is for the senior people, right? For the old people who wake up at 5 o'clock and come to church to pray, right?
我问他们，你们这个六点钟的早祷会就是为了那些年长信徒，因为他们通常比较早起身，5点多起身，所以他们来参加早祷会是吗
？And they didn't answer me. The local pastor didn't answer me, and then the church council worker didn't answer me. They laugh.
他们只是笑，没有回答我。
I said, "Oh, I'll pray at 8 o'clock."Myself with another pastor together, so 6 o'clock is a little bit too early for me to join.
那六点钟比较早一点，所以我参加了8点钟的祷告会。
And after a few days,
几天过后
of course, when I adjust the jet lag, I wake up a little bit early.
当我已经从这一个时差调整过来以后，我就能够更早的起身。
And I find out those people who attend the morning prayer is not old people.
那我发现原来那些参加早祷会的人并不是年长的信徒。
Who are they?
他们是谁呢？
Church board members.
就是那些
Church council members.
教会的职务委员。
evangelical team members.
那些布道会的不是布道组的成员。
They came to the church earlier to pray first, and then they go to work.
他们一早来教会先做祷告，然后才去工作。
And of course, because they live closer to the church than us, right? So, but still, to sacrifice some time of sleep in the morning, come to church to pray, it's not something easy.
当然，他们是比我们住的更加靠近教会，可是呢，无论怎么讲，他们这种能够一大早去教会祷告的心，还是让我们尊敬的。
Especially they have one target, one goal in prayer.
尤其是在他们的祷告里面，有专注一个目标。
They ask God to help the evangelical work, to bring in more souls, to save more people.
他们求神帮助这个布道工作，让更多的人得救。
To be honest, nowadays to preach in Western world, in kind of freedom, liberal society, is very difficult.
其实今天在这个西方社会，在这个讲究自由的社会，传福音其实是非常困难的。
Who want to hear this kind of teaching with restrict your freedom so much?
那谁愿意听这些让我们让这些人以为得不到自由的这些教训呢
？People want to be themselves, to be do whatever they want.
这些现在的人，他们要做自己，他们要做自己喜欢做的事。
Unless God work mightily with us.
除非神在我们当中大大的工作。
Otherwise, we cannot bring anyone to God.
不然的话，我们是很难把人带到神面前的。
But because they pray so hard.
可是因为他们这么恒切的祷告。
Holy Spirit really work in the church.
那圣灵在教会里面大大的工作。
So that's why so many truth seekers.
所以有这么多的慕道者。
Some even walk by, they pass by, they saw our church name, come in.
有些人他们是走路经过教会，看到教会的名字，他们也进入教会。
Listen to the truth, receive the Holy Spirit.
他们进入了教会，听道理，然后领受圣灵。
Wow, that's easy.
就是这么的容易。
So the harvest really is come from God.
所以这个收割是从神而来的。
Now, brother and sister, we thank God for the last spiritual convocation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢神在过去的灵恩会里面。
But don't be satisfied, because what is past is past.
可是让我们不要自满，因为过去的已经过去。
The next spiritual convocation come in less than 4 months.
那接下来4个月之内，我们将会有另一个这个灵恩会。
So we have to start sowing the seed and ask God bless us with harvest.
所以我们要开始撒种，求神帮助我们，让我们能够收割。
And we thank God we have West End, we have Kitchener and Waterloo Prayer House right now.
我们感谢神，现在我们在西边有这个 Kitchener 的这个祈祷所。
We also have to pray that God can save soul, save the soul of people in that area.
我们也求神让灾难能够得到这个救恩。
If we don't have harvest, we cannot celebrate.
那如果没有收割，我们就不能够去庆祝。
So that's why we have to work hard for harvest.
所以我们必须要努力的工作得到收割。
We have to testify, we have to preach.
我们要去见证，我们要去传扬。
And ask Holy Spirit to dwell with us.
我们祈求圣灵与我们同工。
The last festival, they have to come to see God without empty-handed.
最后一个，我们不能够空手朝见神的节期。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
我们再看这个《生命记》的第十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
第十六章的第十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
《生命记》十六章十三节。你要把窝场的谷酒渣的酒收藏以后，就要守住棚节七日。
Continue.
十四节，守节的时候，你和你儿女仆婢并住在你城里的利未人以及寄居的以孤儿寡妇都要欢乐。
15.
第十五节，在耶和华所选择的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节七日，因为耶和华神在你一切的土产上和你手里所搬的事上要赐福于你，
now,
你就非常的欢乐。
Now the first feast they have to remember is the feast of the tent.
那第三个他们要守的节期呢，就是祝棚节。
Or they call it the feast of the storing because they store all the harvest in the barn in the house.
或者叫做收藏节，就是因为他们要把所有所收割的都收藏在他们这个仓库里面。
Now there are two meanings to remember this feast.
那在纪念这个节期呢，有它两个意义。
In that time, they remember this feast of the tent or the feast of the storing. First of all, is to thank God.
他们守这个祝棚节呢，第一就是要来 感谢神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Now you harvest the grain.
你现在收割了这些庄稼。
But doesn't mean it's yours. Yes. Doesn't mean it's your all yours.
可是也不代表所有都是属于你的。
Still, anything bad can happen.
因为有些突发事件可能会发生。
For example, you put it on the ground, people steal it.
比如说你把它放在地上，可能有人来偷。
Or the fire came.
或者有大火来烧。
It's still labor in vain.
那这样子来说，所付出的努力都会徒然。
So, from the time you harvest, you put on the ground, but until you put it inside, that is safe totally.
那从收割一直到把它收在这个仓库里面，才叫做是安全。
Because when you put it in the barn, you can start to enjoy. It really is yours. Nobody can take it away.
放在仓库里面以后，才可以去享受，因为没有人可以在。在偷取了。
And of course, your mind peace feel totally peaceful.
而且这个心里面也可以比较踏实安全。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to thank God, not because God gave you money.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是因为神给我们钱，所以我们才感谢神。
You have to thank God more because God allow you to enjoy what you have.
我们要感谢，是因为神让我们去享受我们所拥有的。
Sometimes, if you have something but you cannot enjoy it, it's even worse than you don't have it.
其实有些时候，如果我们拥有却不能够去享受，那比没有更加悲惨。
Some people work so hard.
有些人他们非常努力工作。
But after they harvest, they get sick, they die, they cannot never enjoy what they
have. 他们收割以后，他们生病然后死去，都享受不到自己所努力的。
Or they work so hard, they don't have time to enjoy.
或者是他们非常努力的工作，却没有时间去享受。
So actually, if we God give something to us, and then we can enjoy it,Wow, we have to thank God.
其实神如果赐给我们任何东西，我们可以去享受，我们真的是需要感谢神。
Don't ask for more.
所以不应当要求更多。
Don't compare with other people.
不要跟别人比较。
Whatever God gave me in my house, I thank for.
那神在赐给我的家里面所有的，我都感谢神。
Now, and of course, another meaning for this tent of the feast of the tent is to remember them to live a simple life.
另一个住棚节的意义就是要他们过一个简单的生活。
Every year, they have to live in the tent for that few days.
因为每一年，他们在这几天里面都要住在这个棚里面。
Even though they already have big house and good house.
虽然他们有了大房子，非常美丽的房子。
But for the Jewish people at that time of the year, they have to live in a tent.
可是在当时的犹太人，在每一年的这几天里面，他们都必须要住在这个棚里面。
To remind them that in the past they were in the wilderness.
就是要纪念，提醒他们以前他们是住在旷野地的。
And they live in a tent before.
而且从前他们是曾经住在棚里面的。
They can survive in the tent for 40 years.
他们在过去的四十年里面都住在这些帐篷里面。
That means they can survive with very little.They can survive with very little things.
意思就是说，他们可以其实用很少的东西过简单的生活。
Even today, Jewish people observe this kind of tent, tent of the feast of the tent.
即使是今天的犹太人，他们也是在守这个住棚节。
As a brother living in Thornhill, his neighbor is a Jewish people. He showed me the picture.
那有一位住在 Thornhill 的弟兄，他给我看他的。犹太人邻居的一个照片。
During the feast of the tent, every year they'll make a tent at the backyard and they live in there for a few days. Read Bible.
他们每一年这个住棚节的那几天，他们都会在他们的后院住一个棚帐篷，然后那几天拿着圣经在里面住过夜。
To remind them simple life.
就是要提醒他们要过这个简单的生活。
They can live in the tent for 40 years. They still survive.
他们可以四十年住在帐篷里面都能够这样子活下来。
They focus on God.
因为他们专心在神身上。
Today our problem is we have too many things.
今天我们所面对的问题其实就是我们拥有太多。
Isn't it?
不是吗
？The longer you live in your house, the more things you accumulate.
那你的家你住的越久，你家里面的东西就越来越多。
At the beginning, you think your house is quite big, but after 10 years, you think your house is very small. Not because you grow bigger, but because you have too many stuff.
一开始的时候，你搬进你的家里面，你觉得你的家很大；住了十年，你觉得你的家很小，并不是因为你自己长大了，而是你的东西越来越多了。
Sometimes you think you need a garage sale to sell all that.
甚至有时候要在做这一个
车库买卖。
车库买卖就是 garage sale， 就把东西要卖出去一些。
But instead, sometimes you go to other people garage sale to buy something more.
可是呢，有时候我们却跑去别人家。 那边去买更多东西回来。
Our life is getting too complicated.
我们的生活现在变得越来越复杂。
Too many stuff.
我们拥有越来越多的东西。
That's why our mind is not simple.
所以我们的思想已经不再简单了。
So that's why go camping is good.
所以有时候去这些郊游是好的。
Camping for a few days is good.
那在露营几天其实是好的。
To tell you to live simple life.
让我们可以记得，我们可以过一个简单的生活。
Nowadays people don't like camping that much.
其实现在的人已经不大喜欢去露营了。
Too many mosquito there.
因为会说有很多的蚊子。
It's not convenient.
而且又不方便。
Next month I'll go to USA. In August I'll go to USA.
那八月的时候我将会去美国。
After the NYTS, the church organized a national youth retreat is a camping.
那这个青年灵修会过后，我们教会将会组织一个青年去露营。
So I was thinking, I'm still a little bit young too, right? Maybe it's good to get to know young people.
那我在想，我还年轻，可以跟这些年轻人打成一片。
So I also registered. Stay a few more days.
所以我也去报名了。
And then that theme is called Surviving in the Wilderness.
那个主题叫做在旷野里面生存。
And then the activity is to do real camping for 3 days in California, in a national park.
就是在加州的国家公园过几天露营的生活。
Wow, I said that's nice.
那我认为这是非常好的。
Okay, so I register.
所以我就报名了。
But after 1 month, 2 months, I register. I only see there's only a handful of people go there.
几个月。
Register their name.
我报名以后，我再看看那个报名表呢，其实只有少过五个人报名。
And then 10 people.
只有十个人报名。
And then 20 people.
20个人。
I don't know how many people now. I don't want to see now.
现在我不知道还有多少个人报名，我不知道。
This is supposed to be 100 people. 150 people can go.
其实这是应该本来是预算有150个人可以去的。
But now why so few people register?
为什么现在只有这么少人报名呢
？When I see the young people going there, they go to NYTS. I ask them why your name is not there.
那我看到这些去参加青年灵修会的年轻人，问他们为什么你们没有报名呢
？Camping? No, no, no.
他们说露营最好不要去。
Not for me.
并不是我要去的。
And that's another one. Why you don't go camping?
我问另一个人，为什么你不要去露营呢
？I don't like mosquito.
他说我不喜欢蚊子。
I don't like shower in those places.
我不喜欢在那一种地方洗澡。
I don't like sleeping on the ground.
我不喜欢睡在地上。
I don't like without air condition.
我不喜欢没有冷气的地方。
I know the reason why surviving in the wilderness, no one to go there.
现在我明白为什么在旷野生存这种事情没有人要去做。
If the church changed the activity, they're all this surviving in Disney.
那如果教会改变说在迪士尼乐园生存
or to Hollywood downtown,
或者是在和好莱坞的downtown 那边生存
stay at the beach resort for 3 days,
或者是在这个海边的度假村
I think everybody will go.
我相信所有人都会报名。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because nowadays people like comfortable life.
因为现在的人都喜欢这种安逸的生活。
People cannot suffer.
现在的人都不能够受苦。
People cannot even go without a cell phone for 1 hour. If your cell phone is not with you, your heart is not feeling safe.
有些人甚至一个小时没有手提电话，心里面都觉得非常不踏实。
No wonder for us it's so difficult.
所以
heavenly journey
要行走这个天国道路，看起来真的对很多人来说是非常困难。
So、Feast of the Tent.Remind us simple life.
所以这个祝棚节就是要提醒我们要过简单的生活。
Even though we are blessed life, but try to make it simple.
虽然我们是蒙福的，我们也要尽量的过简单的生活。
And eventually we can be harvested by God in the storage, which is in heaven.
直到后来，最后我们可以被神所收割，被存在神的仓库里面。
Because your soul have to be in the house of heaven to be saved.
因为你的灵魂到后来必须要在神的家里面必须要得救。
So these three feasts is so meaningful.
所以这三个节日是非常的有意义。
They have to go to worship God in these three feasts.
他们需要在这三个节日去敬拜神。
To remember these three main meaning.
要明白其中的当中的意义。
And of course they have to bring something. Every time they go to see God, they have to bring something.
而且每一次当他们去朝见神的时候，都必须要带一些东西去。
So every week we come to see God.
所以每一个星期我们来朝见神。
We also have to bring something.
我们也必须要带东西来。
Let's all sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
281.
281首。